welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 5th of August, 2023. The Bible reading today is Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Today's article, titled Priority of God's Presence, was written by Kimya Loder. In 2009, a research team at one university studied more than 200 students in an experiment that included switching between tasks and memory exercises. Surprisingly, the study found that students who viewed themselves as good multitaskers, because they were in the habit of doing several things at once, did worse than those who preferred to perform one task at a time. Multitasking made it more difficult to focus their thoughts and filter irrelevant information. Maintaining focus when our minds are distracted can be a challenge. When Jesus visited Mary and Martha's home, Martha was busy working and distracted by all the preparations. Her sister Mary chose to sit and listen to Jesus teach, gaining wisdom and peace that would never be taken away from her. When Martha asked Jesus to encourage Mary to help her, he responded, "You are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one." God desires our attention. But like Martha, we're often distracted by tasks and problems. We neglect God's presence, even though He alone can provide the wisdom and hope we need. When we make spending time with Him through prayer and meditating on Scripture a priority, He'll give us the guidance and strength we need to address the challenges we face. Let's pray. Dear Father, sometimes I try to juggle so many things. Please help me to remove those distractions and draw closer to you. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name's Peter, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.